Kroger Tender Ray Beef presents by transcription Hearts in Harmony and brings you today Fred Allen, star of the radio world, who'll tell you in a moment about a star of the food world featured at your Kroger store. K is for Kroger, C is for cut, B is for beef. KCB means Kroger cut beef, and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. Yes, Kroger cut beef, a famous star of the food world, gives you more meat, less waste, because before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. In Kroger cut beef, you get a better value in top U.S. government grades of beef. So visit your neighborhood Kroger store. It's Kroger's where you get Kroger cut beef and many other outstanding stars of the food world. And here's Fred Allen to tell you about a famous star of the food world featured at your Kroger store.
North, south, east, and west, Tender Leaf's the favorite tea. All the folks in Allen's Alley prefer its richer, fuller flavor. As Senator Claghorn says, when I say tea, I mean Tender Leaf. Tea, that is.
Get Tender Leaf tea at your Kroger store. It's Kroger for better values on well-known brands, the stars of the food world. And now, Hearts in Harmony. On the rolling crest of a little green hill this bright October morning, they buried Barry Carlton. And all day long in Heatherton Hospital, some 50 miles away, young Penny Gibbs lay in her bed wondering why she could not be taken to his room to see him and to wish him a happy birthday even 2 days late. It's evening now, and Nurse Angela Brill says to Penny,
I'll have to turn out your lights, Miss Gibbs. It's time for you to go to sleep.
All right, Angela. Did you send Barry my message?
I'm sure he got your message, Miss Gibbs.
He won't really think I forgot the day, will he? I mean, you told him that I was being examined that day almost all day long.
I didn't see him myself, Miss Gibbs. I gave your message to Dr. Weston.
Oh, then he got it, I'm sure. How's he feeling now?
He's not in pain, Miss Gibbs. I'm sure of that.
Oh, I'm glad to know that. That probably means he's getting better. And I hope you'll tell him that I'm feeling a lot better, too.
Of course you are. You aren't disappointed because they didn't take off the bandages today, are you?
Oh, no. No, waiting another day doesn't matter. At least I can hope for one more day that the scars aren't going to be as bad as I think.
You think they'll be bad?
Yes, I do, Angela. I'm reconciled to the fact that they might not be able to do anything about them. Even that's all right.
I wouldn't even worry about that if I were you.
I'm not worried about it. Barry isn't going to care what I look like.
Of course he isn't. No one's going to care. Now you go to sleep.
Oh, I'm certainly tired enough to...
You don't want a sleeping pill tonight?
Oh, no. No, I don't think I'll need it, thanks.
Judging by the size of that yawn, I'd say you didn't. Good night.
Good night, Angela.
I'll turn the light out now. See you in the morning.
All right. Have a good night's sleep yourself, Angela.
Oh, I think I will. Good night. Pleasant dreams.
Good night. Good night, Barry. Oh, yes, darling. Very good night. In the loveliest dreams in the world.
Barry.
Darling, I've been looking all over the house for you.
Didn't Smith tell you I was in the garden? I told him to.
Don't blame Smith for it, darling. I haven't seen him since this morning. Oh, how do you like the garden?
It's beautiful, Penny. But you've made it that way. I had no idea you had such a way with a hole and a spade. Aren't by any chance a farmer's daughter, are you?
No, darling. Just a mountain dweller's wife.
And how do you like being a mountaineer, Mrs. Carlton?
Well, the first year I was dizzy from the altitude.
And how about the second year?
I was dizzy from dreaming what the third year'd be like.
And how dizzy are you because of the third year?
As dizzy as being in love can make me. Darling.
Hmm?
You're not building up to what I think you are you?
You know I am. Have I ever forgotten the day? Happy anniversary, darling. And come out in the driveway, will you?
Mm-hmm, what's out there?
Well, why ask questions when you can come outside and see?
Barry Carlton, if you've wasted a lot of money on me again, I'm going home to my mother.
Well, then you can drive home to mother. You wanted a convertible. There it is.
Oh, Barry, it's just what I wanted. It's just the color I wanted, too.
No woman cares whether a car has an engine or not, does she?
No, you go ahead and tease me if you like. I'd like to see the automobile that would satisfy a man. Four wheels, an engine, and a few gadgets and dials, that's all.
Look, don't leave out the keys for the ignition. And here, with love, on our fourth anniversary, are the keys to your car.
Oh, darling, thanks so much. Mr. Carlton.
Hmm?
May I take you for a ride?
Later. This evening, when we go to Mother's after dinner, I want to spend as much of this day up here with you. Up here, where we seem always to be alone and far removed from all the unhappiness of before.
Do you remember much of the unhappiness, darling?
A little of it. The worst of it, but even the worst is dimming out.
Now, we always said we'd forget even then, didn't we? Even when things were the worst.
Of course, we knew we'd forget. We had so much to look forward to, even during those weeks in the hospital.
Oh, were they only weeks? I thought they were months.
They seem as weeks now in my memory. Because it's all so far away, darling. I can hardly believe it now, but there was a time, as I remember, that I thought I was going to die.
I'll tell you something I never told you before. One night in the hospital, I dreamt that you were dead, and they wouldn't tell me because they were afraid I wasn't strong enough to take the shock.
Why, you should have known I wouldn't die. I couldn't, not with all this ahead of us.
Oh, darling, that's why I knew it was a dream, even when I was dreaming it. Haven't you ever dreamt something and known that it was a dream all the time?
Oh, of course, many times. The impossible dreams.
Oh, this seems impossible. But, darling, it isn't a dream, is it? The house, the mountaintop, this day, our anniversary, this isn't a dream, is it?
Of course it's not a dream. Dreams last an instant, they say, and this has been going on for four brief but beautiful years.
Oh, so brief but so beautiful.
No more beautiful than you.
You still think I'm beautiful, hmm?
I don't know a time when you weren't.
Right after the accident when they removed the bandages. When I left the hospital with a scarred face, then I wasn't beautiful.
To me, you were as beautiful as ever, darling. No one would ever know that your face had been so much as scratched.
I wondered for a while if it'd ever be all right again.
Well, did you think I'd care what you looked like?
No, darling, I knew you wouldn't care. I was just thinking of your friends and wanted to look right again for them.
Darling, we could do without friends. What are they to us as long as we have each other?
Barry, they're very nice. And I couldn't have taken you away from them.
You've made me more friends than I've ever known one man could have. But I'm not being fooled, darling. I know it's you they love. But who doesn't? By the way, we're supposed to go to the shore this weekend. The Cattells want us to come. Do you mind?
You mean Mike and Clyde?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, I've no other plans. But don't accept anything for the following weekend. Kind of thought we might go to the lodge, just the two of us.
We'll go to the lodge this weekend if you want to. And I'll phone Cattell and tell him I have the measles
or
something.
Oh, no, darling. We'll go to the shore this weekend if you like. Oh, what I wanted you for a little while ago...
What?
...was to tell you that the country club phoned and wanted me to be chairman of the decorations committee for the ball this month. I think I better accept.
Sure, go ahead, give them a break. That is, if you want to.
Well, I wanted your opinion. I've always refused when the club's called me for something like that. I thought for once I'd better accept it. They begin to think the Cartons prefer solitude on their mountaintop to those wonderful evenings at the club.
No, I'll take solitude up here anytime you want.
Oh, you still love me as much as ever, don't you?
If possible, I love you more. Look, let's go around the house to the garden. When I was there a little while ago, there were some beautiful cloud formations over the valley, and I don't want you to miss
them.
No,
I don't think I don't know why.
Well, you imagine such beautiful things in shapes of clouds.
I know all about it. I'm still a child. Okay, let's go see the clouds.
Will you always stay a child, darling? The little, sweet, unselfish girl you've always been?
I'll be anything you want me to be, Barry.
Well, now, what do you think of those clouds out there over the valley?
Uh-huh, they're beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they've improved since I saw them last. What's that little floater over there look like to you?
You'll think 4 years of happiness has affected my senses, but that little one looks like Jed's wheelchair.
Huh? Well, Yeah, so it does a little.
And that long low one there looks like the house Johnny Keith put up on Eastern Boulevard. You see the high part in the center? That's the living room, two stories high. And the cloud with the arch on it looks just like the garage.
A veritable castle in the air. Mm-hmm. Uh-oh, look what's happening to the living room. It's floating away. Your castle in the air is coming apart.
Oh, don't they always? Mm-hmm. That's why I prefer castles on the mountains. They're solid. They don't fade away.
This one of ours never will, darling. Never, never, never. Say, there's a breeze coming up. Are you cold?
Just a little bit. Put your arms around me.
Did you think you had to ask?
Oh, darling.
Say, our clouds are beginning to move away. Moving clouds make interesting shapes. Huh? See anything unusual?
Well, that straggly one looks a little bit like a horse. Not too much, though. That one there is perfect. Look.
Where?
That little one up there, higher than the rest, and moving faster.
Yeah?
Oh, darling, it looks like an automobile.
Oh, say, so it does. With a top down.
Just like the car you bought for me.
So it is.
No, Barry, wait. It's more like the car when we had when we were in that accident.
Is it?
Yes, Barry, look. There's a tiny cloud cutting across in front of it. The cloud that's like a car is going to run into the little cloud and let it turn. Barry, look. It's just the way the thing happened to us when that little girl ran in front of us.
I wish you hadn't said that, Penny. I don't want to look at clouds anymore. I'm going in the house.
I'll go in with you.
No. I have to go alone, Penny. I have to go alone. You stay here.
No, Barry. Wait for me. Wait for me. Barry. 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 Barry.
Gibbs. Wake up, Miss Gibbs. Wake up. You're dreaming.
Barry.
No, Miss Gibbs. This is Angela.
You've been dreaming.
Oh. Dreaming?
Yes, Miss Gibbs. May I get you something?
Oh, no. No, thanks. Angela, it was a lovely dream until the end of it. And then it was so strange it frightened me.
Dreams sometimes do that. Are you
Angela,
sure?
How's Barry? The dream was all about him. Is he all right? Angela, tell me the truth. Is he all right?
Yes, he's all right, Miss Gibbs. He's asleep. And dreaming, too.
Will this dream give Penny a premonition that Barry has passed away? The bandages come off her face tomorrow. What will Penny learn then? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. KCB. KCB. KCB means Kroger cut beef, and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. Right. Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. Because before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Take a Kroger cut round steak or roast, for example. The Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess waste and stringy meat before the steak or roast is weighed and priced. You get a minimum of bone, and you get top U.S. government grades of beef. Beef that's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. But visit your neighborhood Kroger store and see for yourself. And remember, whether you buy a steak or a roast, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat for your money. Ladies, make plans right this instant to visit your neighborhood Kroger store, the only place you can buy Kroger cut beef. Surprise and delight your family with a delicious and juicy steak or roast. And remember, in Kroger cut beef, you get more meat for your money. Because the Kroger method of cutting beef gives you more meat, less waste. So make it a rule to get Kroger cut beef at your neighborhood Kroger store. Be sure to join us again tomorrow, same time, same station, for another thrilling transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.